Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Father, we bless your name and we give you the glory and the praise. Thank you for your sweet presence that is already here. Thank you and thank you and thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped. I wanted to ask the Lord quickly as we get ready for the word. Lord, send me a word of rescue in this service. The Bible says, He sent the word healed them, and the word delivered them. Lord, send me a word of rescue in this service. Lift up your voice and just make that request to the Lord. Make that demand. Make a demand. Lord, send me a word of rescue. Send me a word of rescue. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Somebody believe God, said aloud, amen. Your amen can be bigger. Your amen can be stronger. Father, we give you the glory and the praise. Thank you again and again, because you have proven yourself without unreasonable doubt that you are in our midst. Thank you for the testimonies of Jesus, which is the spirit of prophecy. Let this service answer to everyone according to our desires. You called it Covenant Day of Rescue. Let destiny be rescued. Let family be rescued. Let careers be rescued. Let businesses be rescued. Whatever looks like in the place of captivity, let there be liberty. As your word go forth, let somebody be free. In the name of Jesus, give us understanding, Jesus. And let everything you do today come to you again, and the glory shall also be given unto you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Somebody please say louder, amen. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand of praise and take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Praise God, 2025 is my new era year. Congratulations. You can say louder, congratulations. Amen. Amen and amen. Your testimony is the next we will share on this altar. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Please, I want your heart to be very open within the time we have. As you receive what God has for you, the word of God does not take time. Once the word goes forth and somebody receives it, it begins to manifest. This service will be a service of manifestation for you. Even in the first service we had, about 5 testimonies, the one I could note down, what God did. In this service, we were reading what God also did in the first service. Somebody said they've been having migraine. The anointing came on them. The migraine left. One of our elders said he's had pain in his leg and it's swollen. And as he took the anointing, he said the swelling disappeared. Are you sure you are clapping for Jesus? Because no one can do this. Somebody said they have had toothpick or toothache for 1 week, and the instant of the anointing, that ache left. Please, let's clap for Jesus. These are not what man does. To him alone be the glory. Someone said they've had pain in their knee since 2024. That's for the past 1 year. And at the instant of the word,
That person said the instant of the word. The word. So even when the word is going forth, something is happening. Your home will happen in this service. Somebody say, my home will happen in this service. Walking in dominion over sickness and disease. Technical, I'm not enjoying this sound. Please, we need to maybe just touch it a bit. It's like we're having a homing sound here on the altar. Please just help us as much as we can, please. Walking in dominion over sickness and disease. Part 4. And the question we ask is, why do we have to walk in dominion over sickness and disease? And some few truth was established. Number one, we said that the end time church is ordained to walk in dominion in all spheres of life, including dominion over sickness and disease. The end time church. Psalm 110 verse 1 to 3. The end time church. Let's read that scripture, please, if you can put it on the screen. It said, the Lord said to my Lord. The capital Lord said to my Lord. So that means God being the Lord, speaking to me, a Lord. Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Somebody say, my enemy shall be my footstool. For the Lord shall send forth the rod. Now don't forget, rod in Bible terms means word. Is word. Of the strength out of Zion. Zion means the church. The city of the living God. Rule thou in the midst of your enemies. So you see, a lot of people worry about the enemy. The enemy is not your challenge. Why? Because even in the midst of your enemies, you can still be ruling over them. Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. It says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpent and on scorpion and over some power of the enemy. Are you in church? What can you see on the screen? Some or all? Ask your neighbor, what do you see? What did they see? Please talk to your neighbor. What can you see? Is it some or all? All powers of the enemy. He said, and nothing. Somebody say nothing. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. So your enemy is not the problem. The level of your dominion is the challenge. So even in the midst of your enemies, you can still rule them and have dominion. Genesis 1, remember, verse 28. God blessed them and God said to them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, have dominion. Have dominion. So dominion is our heritage. Dominion is our heritage in Christ. If you hear, say I hear. Amen. Therefore, no evil will dominate you again. Amen. No sickness will dominate you again. Amen. Failure will not dominate you again. Amen. Let me hear you louder. Amen. Amen. That's why he said in Jeremiah 30 and verse 17, he said, I will restore unto you health, because that is the place you are supposed to be. Health. Health. Somebody say, I receive it. In Isaiah 33, verse 24, the anchor scripture for the teaching, he said, the inhabitant shall not say, I am sick. That means you get to a point where sickness will not be in your life again. I said it last week in the first service. If is that true, in case, when Jesus was on this earth, was he sick? Was he sick? If Jesus was sick, do you think the Bible will not write it? And I say something further. In case you are saying, well, Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is a God. What about the disciples? Was there anyone recorded sick? No disciples was recorded sick. Why? Because Jesus was with them. Not to now talk of Jesus in you. Jesus was with them, was not in them. Jesus was with them, and sickness could not come around them. Now, Jesus is in you. Why should sickness come inside? Dominion. So please, I beg you, don't be satisfied when something is afflicting your body. It's not supposed to be so. Don't be. Refuse it, reject it, resist it, and it will flee. Number two, we said, we are in a fierce battle over sickness and disease. Fierce battle. Matthew 24, verse 7. The Bible said in the last days, there are going to be pestilences. So listen to me. You have not seen sickness. There was a time it was HIV/AIDS. And then it graduated to cancer. And it's still going. And then we heard of what? COVID. Are you getting that now? I'm not a prophet of doom. You are still going to hear another one. Because the Bible says it so. So Satan will be attacking with all kinds of sickness. And why is it so? Number three, I said every attack of sickness and disease is an attack to cut short your life and your destiny. Please note. There is no sickness that is for your benefit. Every attack of sickness and disease. John 10 and verse 10. The thief cometh to steal, to kill, and to destroy. To kill and to destroy. There are no small sickness. There are no small disease. So anytime you notice a pain, something is happening in your body. Ah, my brother, my sister. The real deal, Satan is wanting to destroy you. So don't commonize it. Don't say, my headache. It can't be your headache. It's a stranger in your body. Don't call it mine. Because God never gave it to you. As a matter of fact, in Isaiah 53, from verse 4 all the way, the Bible says Jesus took it. Say with me, Jesus took it. Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Yet we didn't esteem him stricken of God and afflicted. Verse next, he said, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripe, we are what? Past tense. So what was coming to you, Jesus already took it on himself. Hallelujah. Matthew 8, 16 and 17. Matthew 8, 16. And 17. Thank you, Jesus. Sickness shall no longer be for you again. Yeah. When the heaven was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed of the devil. He cast out the spirit by his word. He healed all that were sick. Why? In verse 17. So that it can be fulfilled. That was spoken in Isaiah that we just read. Himself took. Not that he would take. He took it. Past tense. So when Jesus died for your sin, he also died for the sicknesses and your disease. And he bore all our sicknesses and infirmity. So it's not yours, it's a stranger. It's not yours, it's your enemy trying to take you out. It's not yours, it's the enemy trying to bring you down. I don't care the dream you have. I want to be a great man. I want to be a great woman. When you are sick, you notice that you forget your dream. Two of us. Those of you who like to work and get money, and the sickness now tie you down. What do you remember first? Is it work or your body? It's your body. It's your body. So Satan is trying to stop you. That's why he's trying to afflict you. No matter how big the dream, if your body breaks down, it cannot happen. So he's trying to stop your destiny. He's trying to stop your life. But that devil is a bastard. He came too late. I said he came too late. Satan will no longer have a foothold over you. Now, do you know why I'm talking like this? Because Jesus already took it on your behalf. So if Satan is trying to bring it on me, I refuse it. Because my Savior already took it upon himself. I can't carry what my Savior have carried again. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So it's a fierce battle. It's an attack to our life and destiny. So we read in Acts chapter 10 and verse 38, Jesus went about healing all them that were oppressed of the devil. All them that were oppressed of the devil. Sicknesses is of the devil. Sickness and disease is of the devil. Sickness and disease of the devil. Sickness and disease of the devil because he's evil. He has an evil plan in his agenda. But that plan will not succeed. And the reason we are going through this month is to tell the devil, you cannot stop us. We refuse that negative medical verdict. Because it's not our portion. Somebody say, believe in amen. Amen. Somebody say, believe in amen. Amen. So one of the things we have done is we are looking at God's provision so that the subject of sickness and disease can be dealt with. We looked at the power of faith in week one to secure healing and wholeness. Last week, we looked at the power in the communion. And I hope you have been on your communion toast every day. Amen? How many of you have been taking the communion every day? Yes. Just taking the communion. We had a testimony in the first service. Somebody too who went all out. We taking that communion and said the sickness stopped immediately as she obeyed the instruction by faith. So this morning, let's quickly look at the power in the anointing oil. What the power in the anointing oil that empowers us to have dominion over sickness and over disease. Exodus 30 verse 30 to 31. We have this thing, this mystery initiated from the beginning. Exodus is the second book of the Bible. It says, and thou shalt anoint Aaron and his son, consecrate them, that thou mayest minister unto me in the priest's office. And in verse 31, he said, this shall be an holy anointing oil unto me throughout what? Your generations. Yes. Present, continuous, forever, forever. So the anointing oil is not an Old Testament thing. Is a kingdom mystery to communicate, please follow me, the manifestation of the Holy Ghost is a mystery, is a medium. It is not the Holy Spirit, but it's a medium. Somebody say a medium. It's a channel. It's just like me now. I'm talking to you. I'm using the microphone. The microphone is a medium to amplify what I am saying. And then we have the medium of the speaker so that you can hear me. So the anointing oil is just a medium. It's not. We are not meant to worship it. It's not a magic one. It's just a medium. 1 Samuel 16 and verse 13. Please follow me. Because we can assume not everybody is in church. Not everybody has been here. 1 Samuel 16, please, verse 13. 1 Samuel 16, 13. When this thing was also communicated, Samuel took a horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren, like you will be anointed today. Are you catching that now?
And what happened? And the Spirit, capital S. The Spirit of what? Lord, capital Lord. Meaning the Spirit of God came on David from that day. Hallelujah. What came on David's head? The Spirit of God. Hallelujah. So as you are anointed, the Spirit of God shall be communicated. Amen. Well, I thought your amen would be louder. Amen. So when the oil comes on you, what is coming on you, please? Please talk to me, child. What is coming on you? What is coming on you? What will be coming on you? What will be coming on you? The Spirit of God was communicated. Now, look at these two scriptures. What is the implication? When the Spirit of God is communicated, 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 17. 2 Corinthians 3, 17. The Bible says, for the Lord is that Spirit, capital S, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is captivity. There is what? There is what? Talk to me, child. There is what? I'm not the only one preaching. You two are preaching. There is what? So when the Spirit of God comes on you, what will happen to you? Liberty. You can't be in captive again. Liberty means freedom. Liberty means escape. Liberty means rescue. So what was meant to be a destruction, God will turn it to your celebration. Amen. Well, the believer in the air will say a louder amen. Amen. Romans chapter 8 and verse 11. I'm showing you what the implication is as a result of what is coming on you. Romans 8, 11. But if the Spirit, capital S, of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you. He said, he that raised up Christ from the dead. Think about it. This same Spirit took Jesus from the dead. He said, he shall also what? Quicken. What? Your mortal body. So the Spirit of God is interested in your body. The Spirit of God is interested in your body. The word quicken means give life. Give life. Give life. Give life. Whatever is dead in your life, the Spirit of God will bring life into it. The Spirit of God will bring life into it. The Spirit of God will bring life into it. That was why Jesus could not stay on the grave. 3 days he had to come out. Because the Spirit of God went down and said, Jesus, you can't be here. Come out. Get out of the grave. I don't know the grave of sickness. I don't know the grave of disease. I don't know the grave of stagnation. But please, I want you to see the picture. If the Spirit of God went to the grave and brought Jesus out in 3 days, when that Spirit comes on you, what will happen to you? It will bring you out. Somebody say, will bring me out. Louder, you can say, will bring me out. And in the name of Jesus, as you are anointed in this service, I see you coming out. Now, I don't know the tight corner you may be, but the Spirit of God brings people out of the grave. It brings you out of the grave. Meaning, by the help of the Spirit, you are not permitted to remain the same way you are. It is what you see that you get. It is what you see that you get. It is what you see, Jeremiah 1:12. It is what you see that you get. You have seen well. I will hasten my word to perform it. So as you are anointed, what can you see? What do you see? I'm not seeing oil coming on me. It may be oil in people's eye, but the Spirit of God is coming on me. I'm not seeing just the Spirit coming on me. I see the Spirit of liberty coming on me. Meaning I cannot be bound. I cannot be a captive of the devil again. I can't be a captive of depression. I can't be a captive of disease, of pain, of worry, of sorrow. No. As the Spirit of God comes on me, the same thing that could not hold Jesus in the grave, nothing can touch
tie me and my destiny down again. Five things to see that is in the anointing oil, and then we get ready to pray. Five major things. Number one is the healing power of God is in the oil. The healing power. Mark 6:7, Jesus called his disciples, gave them power. And as he gave them power, the Bible says in verse 13, they went all out. They were anointing people. 13. And they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick. And what happened to them? They were healed. So when we anoint you, what will happen to you? When we anoint you, what will happen to you? When we anoint you, what will happen to you? James 5:14-15. Is any sick? Let them call for the elders. He said, let them anoint him with oil. They pray for him and they anoint him with oil, like you'll be anointed in the name. In the name. Chemical? Yes, oil. But when we pray in the name, it has changed. It changes. Verse 15, it says, and the prayer of faith will save the sick. The prayer of faith will save the sick. After we anoint him in the name. Somebody say, I shall be saved today. What is in the oil? Number two, the yoke destroying power. The yoke destroying power. The yoke destroying power. Isaiah 10:27. The Bible says, shall come to pass in that day that the yoke shall be taken off from all thy shoulder. Media, please follow me. Isaiah 10:27. And the burden shall be taken away from thy shoulder, and his yoke from his neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. What is a yoke? A yoke is anything in life that holds you into one place. Is a yoke, a limit. So I don't care what is holding you down, but I'm speaking by the Spirit of God. These things are not make-believe. These are things in the scriptures. Every yoke, because wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. You are not permitted to stay carry yoke in your body. Somebody say, I believe. Louder you can say, I believe. The loudest you can say, I believe. The loudest you can say, I believe. The loudest you can say, I believe. In 2 Chronicles 22:7, we have this account here. 2 Chronicles 22:7. It says, and the destruction of Isaiah was of God by coming to Jerome, for whom he was come. He went out with Jeroham against Jehu, the son of Shimshi, whom the Lord has anointed to do what? To cut off. You can't be anointed and be tied down. You can't. You can't. By the anointing, you cut off anything and everything that wants to hold you down. I anoint him to cut off the house of Ahab. The house of Ahab was one of the most wicked king in the Bible. And this man, when the anointing came on him, he was anointed to go and stop that wickedness. Like many of you will get back home, and those things that have been happening in your family, you just find out that things begin to change. Things begin to change. Things begin to change. I used to be that young man. I will sleep and I will see all kinds of beating. Some of you understand what I'm saying. Where you sleep, they beat you. You wake up and you find the mark in your body. Some of us have those kind of experience. You sleep, you fight in the dream. When you wake up from your sleep, life, you will still see marks in your body. They mark. Devil is a bastard. And you know there are some people like that. So they can't sleep. Insomnia. Why? Because sleepless night. But thank God, no more. Let me tell you how I stopped. One of those days, as I begin to hear things like this, I begin to understand what my right is. And I slept. And I saw this thing came, the same thing, and came and fought me. And I could not fight again, so I started running. I ran so much so that I hit the wall. So there was nowhere to go. Amen? And the person was coming and wanted to hit me. So I did like this. Right? And believe me, when I woke up, this was how I woke up. So I woke up like this. Ah! My hair just went banga. I said, so Satan can deal with me that even in my sleep, I'm looking like a monkey. I'm as if I want to do karate. I was so angry. I said, Holy Ghost, please take me back to this sleep. Part two. Believe in me, I slept back. Real life. And I saw myself in the same dream. And saw myself hanging like this. But this time, I put my leg down. I put my hand down. And I faced that demon headlong. I said, who are you to disturb me? In your life forever, you never come near me again. And I began to beat. I began to beat. In my dream, oh, not real life now. I'm telling you, that's the last time I had nightmares. Last. Because Satan can send them again. I will beat them the same way I beat them. Since that time to forever. So when people tell me nightmares, I don't have nightmares again. I have visions. Visions and revelations. So Satan must not disturb you again in your lifetime. Please, let me say this to you. Don't commonize your situation. Don't specialize your situation. You know, Pastor don't know what I'm going through. I've been in this thing for 20 years. Well done. How long have God been in this earth? Is there any age? So God is longer than your problem. So who knows better? My God. Don't specialize your issue. Commonize them. Put the devil where he belongs. The yoke destroying power. Number three. The liberty power. What does that power do? It sets you free from captivity. Isaiah 61 verse 1 to 2. Number four, what is in it? The exemption power. Somebody say exemption power. Psalm 105 verse 13 to 15. And like I said, please, I plead with you. Anytime the Bible is talking about the anointed, don't only think he's speaking to pastors. He's also speaking to you. Saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Remember from verse 13, he said, as they went from countries to countries and they went from kingdom to kingdom, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Somebody say, I hear. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, as you anoint yourself, no wrong will come near you. Amen. So imagine you anoint yourself and you go for your interview. No one will do you wrong. You anoint yourself and you are traveling. Nothing will happen. Amen. Why? Because that's what you believe. Touch not my anointed. Touch me not. And do my prophet no harm. So your life becomes indestructible. Indestructible. And finally, what do you stand to gain? We call it the mystery of the fan and the fire. Somebody say mystery of fan and fire. Which destroys all sickness and disease. We see that in Matthew 3, verse 11 to 12. The mystery of the fan and fire. Let's read that very quickly. Matthew 3, 11 and 12. Indeed, I baptize you with water repentance, but he that comes after me is mightier than I, whose I am not worthy to bear. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with Holy Ghost and with. Verse next. Let's read together, church. One to go. Whose fan is in his hand? He will thoroughly purge his floor, gather the wheat in the garden, and he will burn them off with chaff with unquenchable fire. The Holy Ghost is the fire.
When the Holy Ghost came on the Pentecost, how did he come on their head? Cloven tongues as fire. Acts 2, verse 1 to 3. So as you anoint yourself, see fire. See fire. Is the unquenchable fire. Is the consuming fire. Hebrews 12, 29. Is the consuming fire. It can consume the sickness. It can consume the disease. Please, people of God, you are not taking an ordinary thing. It is what you see that you will get. These, among every other thing, are the things that are inside the blessedness of taking the anointing. But as we take it, what should we be doing? This is where me and you come in. Number one, please understand that you cannot dominate what you don't despise. You can't dominate what you don't despise. Numbers 13, verse 31 to 33. The 10 other tribes said, we cannot. And God said, because you said you can't, then you can't. Joshua and Caleb said, we are able to possess the land. God said, because you said you are able, I will enable you. The reason why many people still have problem is that they specialize their problem. They say, well, you are not going through what me I'm going through. In case you are not aware, you are not the only one going through that. Please, I beg you, don't specialize your issue. As a matter of fact, commonize it. Let the devil know that it's too cheap. Let him not give you a headache. Don't let people tell you sorry. Refuse it. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. There is no temptation such as is common to man. God is able, who will not allow you to go through more than what you are able. He said, who will not suffer you to be tempted above what you are able. So say with me, I'm able. Louder, you can say, I'm able. God never gives you any test that you are not able to pass. If God gives you a test that you cannot pass, then he's a wicked God. So in case you are going through something now, God says, you are able. The Satan will tell you, you are not able. Satan will tell you, I don't have anyone. I don't have doctors. No, you don't need doctors. You don't need anyone. The person you need is God. Mark chapter 10 and verse 27. God is what you need. God is what you need. He said, and Jesus looked at them and said, with man it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things. Come on, give Jesus a big hand. With God. With God. With God. With my God, all things are able. But your faith is key. Your faith is key. Your faith is key. Hebrews 11, 6. Your faith is the key. 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 But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe. Your faith is the key. You must believe. You must believe that he is God and that he is a rewarder of them that seek him. Lord, I believe you. Because anything we believe, we are empowered to become. You are empowered to become. Matthew 9:29. Jesus touched their eyes and said to this blind man, he said, according to your faith, be it unto you. Not according to me, God, but according to your faith. According to your faith. Tell your neighbor, your faith is the key. Please tell your neighbor, your faith is the key. Louder, you can tell your neighbor, your faith is the key. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. Shall we rise up on our feet? Say with me, my faith is the key. Louder, you can, my faith is the key. The loudest you can, my faith is the key. Lord, I believe. I what? I believe. I believe. I believe. I quoted this scripture because it's very important to know. Romans 14, 23. Anything that you don't put faith to God is like sin. Romans 14, 23. It says, whatsoever is not of faith is sin.
Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So please put your faith in the line. Put your faith in the line. Lift up your hands and receive grace. Lord, I believe you in this service. Lord, I believe you in this service. Lord, I believe you. Somebody lift up your voice and pray. I believe. I believe you. I believe your word. I believe all you have said. I believe all you can do. I believe you can heal me. I believe you can deliver me. I believe you can break the yoke. I believe. 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 I believe in the power that is in the anointing. I believe as I anoint myself, a new grace comes on me. I believe. Express your belief. Express it. Express your belief. Express your belief. Express your belief. I believe. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Help me ask your neighbor, do you believe? Ask another neighbor, do you believe? Ask another neighbor, do you believe? Ask another neighbor, do you believe what Pastor have said? Do you believe that it can happen to you? Do you believe in the power of the anointing you are about to take? Before we anoint ourselves in this service, we're going to do something very important. It's in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3. The Bible says, how shall we escape if we neglect salvation? We don't escape because we want to. We escape because we embrace salvation. Whom he first began to speak by the Lord and was confirmed of us by them that had him. Jesus is our way of escape. He said, except a man be born again, he cannot see or enter into the kingdom of God. Matthew 11, 28, come to me, O ye that labor, and everybody, I will give you rest. I don't know how you came to church, but I can tell you the truth. Jesus wants to give you rest. Jesus wants to give you rest. Somebody here, you came to church, it was as if the world is on you. You can even feel it physically, too heavy. But it's time for you to cast off your burden to Jesus, for he cares for you. I want to pray for anyone in this service who want to say, Pastor, I want to surrender to Jesus, the Savior of my soul. I believe that Jesus can take away my burden. As I said in Matthew 11, 28, I want his rest. I want his peace. I want his joy. Please, wherever you are, with all eyes closed and heads bowed, I want you to lift up your hands so I can pray with you. So I can pray with you. I want to surrender, Jesus. I need to escape. I've lived my life and I'm not getting the things I want. But Jesus, I know you can come and give me peace and joy. He can give you peace. He can give you joy. Please, anywhere you are, lift up your right hand. It's you saying, Jesus, I surrender. I want to appeal to you. Once your hand is lifted, please take a bold step of faith. Come and meet me on the altar. I want to pray for you. And the Lord bless you. Nowhere is too far. But I plead with you. Don't stay back. Come quickly. Let me pray for you. You are a Christian before, but something happened, you backslided. Give me the privilege to pray for you. Wherever you are, please come. Please come. Please come. God bless you. Church, clap your hands for Jesus. God bless you. Keep coming. Nowhere is too far. Keep coming. He loves you. He loves you. Please keep coming. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. I'm waiting for that man, that woman that needs to come. Please, wherever you are, please come.
Let's receive you. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. He loves you. One more time. Please come. I'm not talking about being a member of a church. I'm talking about...
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.